It is 11 minutes after 8 a.m. here on WKLM. And before we hop into the 8 a.m. jam session, I have Sergeant Rob Gable from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol here with me this morning. It's been a while since we had you in. Rob, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be here.
And, you know, we were kind of plotting and trying to decide what to you know, share safety-wise with folks, and the weather kind of made it easy for us because we're in this up and down snow, no snow, rain, snow, warm, cold yo-yo effect.
Exactly. Yeah, it is that right now. And, you know, same as the fall, this kind of in-between stage of, you know, in between winter and summer.
Make us beg for spring.
It does, yes.
And that weather change, that quick, you know, warm to cold to rain to snow, black ice is far more common than when it just stays cold.
Sure. Yeah. When that road temperature drops overnight and then there's a little bit of precipitation in the morning.
Or that melty snow.
It's running across the road, you know, melting along the edges or just overflowing from a field. There's all kinds of times that we get a little bit of moisture across that frozen road overnight. Turns to that invisible ice. That,
danger, Will Robinson.
Causes a lot of problems.
Been there, done that. That's how poor Red got. A little bump and bang. Red is my old car.
Mm-hmm. I assumed it was not a relationship of any kind. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just really important to pay attention, watch, and especially if you're in a familiar area, knowing where those spots tend to be.
Knowing where those spots are and just knowing that, you know, when you encounter anything that even looks wet, just understanding that could be ice. And then some other places where you don't even notice that it looks wet, coming over a hill crest, across any bridge.
I was gonna say bridges.
Those turn to ice pretty frequently, and a lot of times there's signs posted, sometimes there aren't. So just knowing to, as you come over a hill crest, should be doing it anyway, especially
in our area
with so much agriculture and buggies and horse and riders and walkers
and
you know, taking your foot off the gas and being ready to react appropriately. Just over hill crest or as you cross a bridge, taking your foot off the gas, at least not pushing on it as much. Because that's where we run into a lot of problems. People get out of control because their foot is too hard on the gas, which spins their car or truck around.
Or they slam on the brakes like, oh, no, and that's going to make it so much worse.
It can, yes. You know, sometimes braking is appropriate.
Right, but those quick, hard stops.
A lot of times that causes the vehicle to continue in the path it was going rather than being able to steer out of a problem.
And one of the things they talk about, like when there's precipitation and things, is the use of your cruise control and how you should avoid using that when we have situations where there could be precipitation, snow, black ice, and those kind of things for the same kind of reason, because the way your tires are moving.
Sure. And, you know, in the context of black ice, obviously that becomes a problem if you're on cruise, but even just any slippery conditions. So not even just precipitation on the road, but loose gravel even. Just avoid cruise control whenever your wheels may not have the traction that they're supposed to have normally.
We want everybody to get to spring safely so we can all enjoy when the weather stops this.
Absolutely, yes.
As we talked, there's more snow on the way this weekend, so you know, don't let the 50 degrees tomorrow get you caught off guard. You got to stay on guard this time of year. We got about, 2 months, I think, of this
potential
mess.
Yes. Yeah. Potential slipperiness. But again, you know, there's plenty of roads that have loose gravel. We're coming into construction season very soon.
Well, and plowing has moved gravel in places.
And mud on the road from the fields. There's all kinds of situations where the road surface may change. So just paying attention. We always say when I'm down here, you know, put away your distractions. Be sure that you're driving sober. All of those things. And then should something happen, please be sure that you have your seatbelt on to reduce the potential for you to become injured or worse if something were to happen.
Because you guys see that it's an actual thing. The seatbelt helps.
It absolutely does. Yeah. And you know, I run into so many people, they're like, well, my, you know, friend's brother, sister's dog was injured because they didn't have their seatbelt on, or, you know, whatever the relationship way down the line is. And there, you know, the truth is there are those times where somebody had their seatbelt on and they were still injured. But a lot of times they weren't injured as severely. A lot of times people aren't injured at all because they had their seatbelt on. We just submitted a case through our chain of command to award somebody or reward somebody for having their seatbelt on. They were involved in a very serious head-on crash where the other person was killed. And
saved by the belt.
And the other person was saved by the belt, absolutely. They walked away. Still injured.
Right.
It's a severe crash.
They're, but they did not become a projectile.
Yeah, and they didn't suffer the same fate as the other person. So,
well, any other things we need to chat about before we move on?
We'll talk. St. Patty's Day is coming up. We'll talk about that in the future. We've got a lot of things going on with students out,
graduation
and
spring homecomings
so we have a lot of topics. But we'll save those for next time.
Oh yeah, we've got plenty to talk about. Yeah. Always, safety is important. We want everybody in our area to drive safe and make good decisions.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. That was Sergeant Rob Gable from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol.